I know we were talking about, but we talked about baseball today. We talked to Danny Green there for a second about that Lakers ending last night against the Bulls. That was insane. If you get a chance, just go back and watch the last 2 minutes of it, of the Lakers Bulls game from last night. And
it's floating all around social media.
Yeah, I mean, so the Bulls win on a walk off shot, a half court walk off shot, and I mean, it was just, I don't know that I've seen anything like that in a while. It was just so, the final 30 seconds that lead to a half court winner. You know, Austin Reeves came up clutch there for a second. You know, as Danny said, LeBron had trouble hanging onto the ball at one point, had a turnover. I mean, was that the end all be all in a game? No, but I was just like, wow, I could not believe. And just to watch the buzzer beater at the end is just, it's crazy. So, you know, the Lakers get the ball, they put it in up off the glass. And so then it's 117-116. Then the Bulls end up coming back down the floor, half court shot to win it. And it was just, you know, it was great. It was Giddey that hit the shot. And then, you know, he goes off the floor and it was like watching a high school ending about how excited the Bulls were about the way he won that game. I mean, it was just, and sometimes I think when we get to the pros that we lose some of that innocence of the game. And then JJ Redick said after the game, it was devastation. That was a crazy way to lose a game last night. I don't know, just your thought. That's probably one of the best endings I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, it was bonkers. It was absolutely bonkers to just watch all the different things that took place in between there, between the Giddey shot. Actually, if you can find the call that Stacey King had, it was hysterical. Because he started making every single Australian reference known to man when Giddey hit the shot.
Yeah.
That was really funny. He started going Fred Sanford midway through with the way that this game was going of, you know, this is the game that's going to do it. Here comes the big one. I'm coming, Elizabeth. I'm coming to see you. Like, it was absolutely perfect. It was such a fun game. It was such a bonkers ending, and it made for an absolute blast. Can I give you a little bit of news that just came down?
Sure, go for it.
All right, according to Brian Howell, who covers the Colorado Buffaloes for Buff Zone and Boulder Daily,
okay,
Colorado's Board of Regents have approved a new five-year, $54 million contract for head coach Deion Sanders, making him one of the highest-paid coaches in the country. Coach Prime going to be earning over $10 million a year, according to this, to stay in Colorado.
So that eliminates him going to the NFL. Can we put that to rest then, at least for a year?
Multiple reports, Nicole Arbach chiming in saying that it will extend him through 2029. So Coach Prime is not going anywhere. NBC Sports for Nicole Arbach, by the way. I maybe for an hour, it'll quiet him going to the NFL. Maybe for a season, it'll quiet him going to the NFL. I bet you we're going to get those buyout numbers pretty quickly, too.
Oh, that's true.
Because you know that, and that's where it's going to start once again, is when we start getting the buyout numbers and at which point that we start getting those rumors all over again.
All right, so wait, so again, the numbers on the contract are what?
Coach Prime, a five-year, $54 million extension. They had year-by-year breakdowns, $10 million, $10 million, $11 million, $11 million, $12 million.
Okay, because his contract was $29.5 million over 5 years with bonuses and incentives.
Yeah, so now, Coach Prime gets a pay bump.
Do you want to know what AI says he is worth to the University of Colorado?
Please, Andy, tell me what Skynet thinks he's worth.
Well, Skynet thinks Deion Sanders' value to the University of Colorado is estimated to be around $280
million. I mean, goodness, they were selling out that stadium for the first time in goodness knows how long. I mean, it has been great for the university that this is what's taking place. I mean, they have sold it out. That place is buzzing. They're going absolutely nuts. I wonder what year. Would that be year three if this would be of Coach Prime?
So his buyout was set at $8 million. And that dropped $2 million as of January 1st, 2025. So his value, let's face it, how many of you were following Colorado football before he was there? Let's just be super honest. Nobody.
It would be our buddy Chad Brown.
Yes.
Who went there.
Dave Logan, maybe, Dave Logan. Perhaps.
Dave Logan. And basically the broadcasters. Yeah. And a couple of sporadic people every so often in the Boulder area, but Boulder was known for far more than Colorado football. But here we are. I mean, it's a great thing. I think it's smart for Colorado to do it. I am fascinated to see what this looks like when Coach Prime doesn't have Shador, Shiloh, and Travis Hunter I want to see what this looks like. I want to see what his recruiting looks like. It's been a pretty good recruiting class. You know, if, but it's going to be different. I mean, it's going to be,
let's face it. I mean, he's got, I'm trying to think of the best way to put this. He's got the ability to have a high school kid walk up to him and go, yeah, I want to be in the NFL, right? I mean, yes, I know there are other schools across the country that have that, but he brought that to Colorado, and they didn't have it before. And then when tournament committees are looking to see if there's a team on the bubble, and if Colorado was one of those teams on the bubble, and you're trying to make your television partners that are paying stuff with billions in it, you're going to tell me you don't want Deion there? You want Deion there. You need Deion there in the entertainment world. I'm not saying the football-wise that it's 100% should be there, but and let's I give Deion credit. I mean, he's brought in super strong coordinators, too, to make sure that everything goes right. I mean, from a recruiting stamp, sometimes you look at it and, you know, what is a head coach of a college football team? Are they the CEO of, blank university? And is their job just to make sure that they've got the best players in the country and not necessarily, I'm not saying that Deion doesn't know X's and O's, because he does.
Oh, he does, absolutely.
But he's also got guys there that can make sure that everything's in the right direction. And does he have to spend millions of hours watching film on the opponent? I don't know if he does or doesn't. It doesn't really matter. What he has done is he has grown the value of Colorado football just by simply being the head coach. I'm sure he does a ton more than me just saying that, but he's good for Colorado football if you want them to be relevant.
Coach Prime might be one of the most well-known college football coaches going right now. Like, just flat out, Q rating flat out, just ability to walk down the street and say, who coaches Colorado or what school does Coach Prime coach? Like, everybody knows this, and it has been so good for a sleepy program for a long period of time that clearly Colorado likes what they had. And remember, the biggest thing that everybody was scared of was they didn't want to have Deion overshadow the program itself. Remember, we heard that a bunch of different places. And Colorado was the one school that was like, yeah, I'm cool with it. Come on in and win games. And they've done that on top of it. I mean, I think, Andy, at least to me, I think that's the most impressive part, is the fact that he's rolled into a program, I think it was 1-11, and then has been there for 2 years and has lost 11 games in 2 years. I mean, that's surprising. And it's been great for the school itself.
Nick Saban's not there anymore. Urban Meyer's on TV. We can go through all the big name. I just say Urban because we're here too. But,
right.
There are a lot of... I don't know. He has been good for the popularity of the game. I don't think there's, you may not like him as a coach. You may think this is crazy, this whole thing, but he's been good for the game. I guess the litmus test on this is, and if you think I'm nuts, just walk up to anybody and say, do you know who primetime is? Do you know who Deion Sanders is? And then list, I don't know, the five top winningest coaches in college football that are active and see if they know who they are. Here, you know who Ryan Day is, right? But I don't know, walk into somewhere in Arizona and that someone who you think may not know anything about football and walk up to them and go, hey, who's Deion Sanders? And they'll be like, football something?
Mm-hmm.
And then go, who's Ryan Day? And they'll be like, I don't know.
Is he the golfer? Is that the golfer, the Australian guy? It would turn into something like that. So good for Coach Prime, good for Colorado. Clearly they're happy with what he's done, and see where it takes them.
Yeah, I want to go back and talk about something when we come back to, just because we brought it up with Danny Green. LeBron and some of the things he's been saying lately, and then just kind of where is he going with this stuff right now? Because the Windy stuff really caught me off guard. Like, I didn't expect LeBron to start talking about Windy. Yeah, I don't care what podcast he was on or what TV show. Was it in character? And I think something that Danny told us was enlightening when you look at the big picture. So we'll talk about that when we come back. 216-474-0092.